Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to the WordPress Way, a Do the Woo podcast show. Woo!
Woo! Welcome to another Do the Woo special, and I am thrilled to have here today Jesse Friedman, Joshua Good as in food, not goody as I'd like to say it, and Kevin Walker from Bluehost. I'm Robert Jacoby, and we'll be talking about the recent partnership between Bluehost and WP Cloud. Jesse, let's do some quick introduction.
I'm Jesse Friedman. I'm running WP Cloud. I am a Rhode Island native. Well, I shouldn't say native. I grew up in New York, but I live in Rhode Island now. I've been working at Automattic for nearly 10 years, mostly on Jetpack and now with WP Cloud. And really just focused on helping to provide better services to hosting companies so they can succeed in WordPress.
Excellent. Kevin.
Hey, good morning. Kevin Walker. I look after marketing at Bluehost, based here in Austin, Texas, and really spend most of my time kind of figuring out how to make sure our current and future customers are fully aware of what's going on from a product perspective and, looking forward to our chat today.
Yeah, and it's great that you're in Austin. I should mention that we're here at CloudFest US and NamesCon, and so it's a very exciting and dynamic crowd, especially with the NamesCon folks on the domain side. Josh.
Yeah, Joshua Good. I'm the partner success manager / technical account manager. We're still figuring it out. I do a lot of the technical side of things, but I'm also just there to kind of help people onboard, integrate, and handle, if they do run into a rare issue, help them handle that.
Excellent. So this has been in the making for a long time and announced back in March during WordCamp Asia and sort of semi-concurrently with CloudFest in Germany. Let's start with how this even discussion began about Bluehost working on a platform that isn't theirs, if I can put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair assessment. I mean, listen, outside of Automattic, Bluehost is the largest contributor to the WordPress project. And we're proud of that. We're a WordPress centric brand. And, if you read ReviewSignal and other benchmarking studies, we're also very, very good at delivering well performing shared hosting. The reality, though, is shared hosting doesn't meet the needs of some very demanding users, particularly agencies and people who have high trafficked websites. And so that was a part of the market that we knew we needed to develop into. We certainly looked at building things internally, but came to the ultimate decision, why build when we can borrow, partner, buy, I don't know what the right words are, with WP Cloud. It's a fantastic infrastructure that ultimately perfectly meets the needs of the demanding customers and new customers we're going after. And so with an existing partnership already in place on so many fronts, it was just a natural progression to continue into the kind of infrastructure as a service agreement that we did with WP Cloud and Automattic.
So before I get to your side of the equation, Jesse, as I talk with my hands, which no one can see on an audio podcast, what does that look like to some degree that you don't actually have to worry about your infrastructure?
Oh, it's fantastic, right? Certainly we did our due diligence and made sure that the commitment around 100% uptime and speed and all the other things that we care about are there, and they certainly are. And then what we get to do is focus on what we do, which is the service and support, which is not part of WP Cloud. So when you put Bluehost and Automattic together, you really do have a great marriage in that you've got the infrastructure people worrying about the infrastructure and scale and all the things that we're worried about there. And then we've developed the dedicated support team that's specific to this product and these customers. So if you're using Bluehost Cloud today, when you pick up the phone and need support, you're not going through the typical triage. And, I always think about the equivalent when my internet goes out. The first thing they ask me is to restart my router. And I've already done that 3 times, right? You skip right to the experts who are knowledgeable, not only about the product, WordPress in general. I'll just end by saying a lot of, hosts, well, their support team candidly quickly tries to make sure it's not their fault and then pass the customer off to a plugin vendor or somebody else. We're trying to instill our support team on Bluehost Cloud to get to a resolution regardless of whose fault it is, what the problem is. And so we've hired experts in the WordPress space that can help our customers dig into things that are beyond the hosting layer and into plugin compatibility and other issues that WordPress users often find driving challenges.
Gotcha. And so, which of course leads to the question I always want to know is, how did WP Cloud even get going? And obviously, Automattic does a ton of hosting.
Sure.
There's WordPress VIP, which is another flavor of hosting. WordPress.com, go on and on. So is this sort of almost like something that's been in the works for 5 years and it's like Amazon saying, oh, we have a bunch of servers and now we're going to make AWS?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Well, this will be our shortest podcast ever.
The WP Cloud came to bear as an internal company product called Atomic. And it was our efforts in trying to redefine the way in which we provide cloud hosting for WordPress. We knew we have so much knowledge and experience from our teams hosting hundreds of millions of sites on WordPress.com, the highest traffic sites in the world on VIP. We took the brilliant people behind that to build out the next platform that we wanted to use for ourselves. And because WordPress.com or Automattic is wholly focused on hosting WordPress, we have some side ventures, Tumblr, PocketCast, things like that. But when it comes to websites, we only focus on providing WordPress. And so that opportunity of focus, that those guardrails that we put up, allows for us to do some things that other people just can't. When you look at other cloud platforms, they have a universal solution for everything. Everything from warehouse logistics, virtual reality, gaming. WordPress site hosting is a small fraction of their focus. So we knew that we needed to build something that would revolutionize the way in which we're serving WordPress. We wanted to do that internally. And so, 5+ years, we released it internally as our cloud platform. And then a few years ago, we started to look at ways in which we could go and bring it to the rest of the ecosystem. We knew what we had it was working unbelievably well. Billions of page views a month already. These sites are incredibly fast, highly reliable. We're offering 100% uptime with our partners. And the reason we're able to do that is because the platform is tried and tested. The newest part about it is really the brand. WP Cloud is really only been out in the wild since just before CloudFest 2023. And so that was our effort of saying, like, hey, how do we bring this great thing that we built that we know works really well to the rest of the world? And so we wanted to identify hosting partners that we knew would be excellent candidates in the WordPress space. And so Bluehost has been a great WordPress or internet citizen as a company for many years. They do a great deal of contributions to WordPress, sponsoring events around the world. And we knew that partnering with them as a flagship partner would be an opportunity for us to make sure that we're aligning ourselves with someone who has the same focus as us.
Nice. So we're kind of want to know the tricks of the trade. So I'm kind of glad Josh was here to tell us what makes that infrastructure a bit more compelling than saying, oh, we're just going to roll up a managed WordPress service on AWS or Google Cloud or something like that.
Jesse kind of hit a good point on that. Well, WordPress.com, millions of WordPress sites, WordPress VIP, some of the highest traffic sites. So we took all of our kind of knowledge and experience from those things and built this platform to where it's just for WordPress and had everything kind of that we needed for our performance, our security, those core needs that we wanted. And it's all baked into the platform. So as Bluehost Cloud launched, it automatically had a firewall, DDoS protections, SSL certificates for every site, global caching right out of the box. There's no plugins to install, nothing to configure. You have a global edge cache. And so it's kind of going back to our Automattic core backbone network that we have all around the world with our origin servers, our edge centers, and putting WP Cloud on that and beefing it up and essentially offering this thing to where someone can just go create a site. And then if you're in Australia, you have amazing speeds. If that's another visitor here in the US hits that same site that's maybe focused on Australia, they had almost either the same or better speeds. And just the beauty of that, though, is how our decision on database caching, our decisions on how our global edge cache works, our decisions on just normal page cache. I'm talking a lot about cache because that's kind of like our bread and butter. And our global network is really, really a big chunk of that. But just the full stack of how simple it should be for a user to create a site and it just work and perform the way that they expect and want it to as a user. And then from a host perspective, how easy it is to create those sites and how easy it is to support those sites.
Yeah, I'm curious about the API of the platform, but, you know, is there any kind of like, is this running on Kubernetes? Is this running on, you know, what can we
tell? Oh, yeah, a little bit more of the secret sauce.
A little, you know, I think folks might just be interested. They're like, okay, that's, you know.
So we,
if you're allowed to say that.
Experimented with Kubernetes and different parts of Automattic. And no, WP Cloud essentially avoids that type of containerization. We actually keep it as complex as can be. And again, I'm kind of towing the line.
That's a moment, yeah.
But that's why we're going to do the woo, so we could, you know.
Right. We have a lot of experience with Nginx, and we have a very advanced network of load balancers, and then we have what we call server pools, and then we have the individual servers, and it's kind of just some very advanced network on there. But if you want to know something, you know, Debian, Nginx, or IDB, however it's said sometimes. That's kind of there, but no, we actually avoid containers. I will say we have a unique SSH proxy where there may be some containerization there just for security purposes. I don't know.
If you have a more specific question, then I can go and see a little bit more.
Joshua was like, I can nod my head or shake it, but I can't say it out loud.
I think that the key thing to take away from all this is that we built it up from the ground up and we're not outsourcing it. And we make sure that we're highlighting the fact that, you know, partnering with open source software, you know, PHP or EDB, things like that. But for the most part, everything is homegrown.
That's brilliant. So then, of course, reading into the APIs and connectivity, what does it, from the Bluehost perspective, what does it look like to actually also integrate on top of this huge platform?
Yeah, I mean, so you're talking to a dumb marketer and not, you know, a technical engineer, but I'd take the position that it doesn't really matter. From a customer perspective, what matters is that it works, it's fast, and if I do have an issue, I can get a hold of the right person quickly to help me resolve it, and that we put a financial commitment behind the 100% uptime. So, you know, WP Cloud and Automattic say, we're going to guarantee you 100% uptime. We didn't put a financial commitment to our customers on top of that promise. So if there is, for some reason, downtime, they're going to get their money back.
Well, interesting.
To a degree, depending on how long the outage is. From an API perspective, we have, of course, our own console on top of the infrastructure.
That's so what I was curious
about. It's an account manager where you can go in and provision sites and manage plugins. And, of course, you can go into WP-Admin directly and do most of that as well. I think we took the initial path forward that less is more, right? Let WP-Admin do a lot of the heavy lifting on what people are used to working and really just keep to the basics around provisioning, scaling up to larger accounts if you need more space or websites, and leave the rest to the native functionality of the project.
I think one thing that's really interesting is that because WP Cloud or Automattic is handling the infrastructure, managing the platform, making sure that sites are up and running efficient, fast, that gives Bluehost Cloud the opportunity to reinvest back into the tools that they're providing for agencies. So we're taking on everything below that API layer and managing that for Bluehost Cloud, but also for the end user as well. We do a remarkable amount of management and work around keeping WordPress instances up to date, making sure there aren't plugin conflicts. Anytime there's an issue when we do run an update, we have regression testing to make sure that there aren't problems with that. We take care of all of that. And so then that allows Bluehost Cloud to really focus on the tools that they want to provide to agencies, which I think is where the next phase of this innovation is going to be, because we're going to focus on providing the fastest, most secure, reliable platform. But Bluehost Cloud is going to be focused on providing tools that actually help agencies run their business, save them money, make them more money per hour, be more efficient, grow. The list goes on from there. And that's why I'm super excited about this opportunity, because it's leveraging something we built to build something even better for the ecosystem.
And to get there, just to kind of put a point on it, right? Like, this is a fairly new segment. Agencies have been using Bluehost since we creating the business, but it was in more of the, I just need some simple shared hosting for my simple client to use. And we're moving essentially up market to the more complex advanced needs of larger agencies. We're not to pretend that we know everything about agencies. So we're taking an approach to, again, start with the less is more. We have an advisory council that's been built out that's going to input into the needs of agencies so we can actually create something that's valuable and meaningful and helpful rather than assume that we know everything. And then by the time this is posted, we'll have announced that we are launching an agency program, which gives additional benefits to our agency partners in the form of financial benefits and commissions and discounts, but also access to certain levels of support and et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, that's amazing. So I got a couple of questions swirling around in my head. You just mentioned support, so let me tackle that. Is there a point where a Bluehost customer would actually speak with support at WP Cloud?
No.
So that would never. So that's not, okay.
I mean, we certainly, as a customer of WP Cloud, have access. We have regular stand-ups, and we're very closely working together, and our engineers and their engineers are first name basis and close working partners. But the support that you're going to require, you would contact Bluehost Cloud support. And so far, we have a 100% resolution first call. So, we're not seeing any challenges with that.
And I'm going to guess, I'm going to make a huge assumption, and Joshua or Jesse can set me straight. Is there sort of a semi-walled garden around what kind of WordPress hosting you can do? I'm just going to make a crazy, crazy example. Say I wanted to launch my WordPress 3.1 site on WP Cloud. Would that even be possible?
You might get away with it. No.
We really focus on keeping up to date and staying in line with the WordPress launch schedule. And for performance, security, and just the general progression of WordPress, if we all keep up and continue moving together, it just helps the ecosystem so much more. So we do offer some transition windows. If you spin up a site right now, it will be the latest release version.
And so back to the sort of agency side of the universe, if I'm an agency with a number of sort of, I'll call them legacy WordPress sites, those will probably all have to be
updated
at a minimum, if not, depending on how legacy or what plugin issues there might be. So tying to that plugin thing, do you actually have a sort of an allow list of plugins, or can I just create my Bitcoin miner plugin and drop it off?
We have a very small list of blacklisted plugins, of plugins that we know that are doing something that is either malicious or so outside the box, strange and poorly done that it's causing performance issues. For the most part, you can put any plugins you want onto it.
And we work quite a bit with plugin developers to actually help them. I spend a good chunk of time. If we do notice issues, given at scale, we can kind of see trend from certain plugins. So I do spend a bit of time reaching out and working with plugin developers, not just to be compatible with our platform or more compatible, but to be better on any host.
Yes. And I think it's important to recognize that I do understand that there are agencies out there who are running sites for clients that may have older versions of software, because the client either doesn't have the budget to upgrade it, or it's a really complex build, and so it's going to be a big deal. But the thing is that when you get to a place where you're allowing these older versions of the software to exist, then again, you get back into a lack of focus. And because we have a very strong focus on providing the sites for the most up-to-date version of WordPress, I think we allow a version or two.
We have a transition.
Yeah, so it's not like the day that the new WordPress version comes out, you have to be ready to move and everything like that. But the point is that when we narrow our focus to provide support for one or two of the latest versions of WordPress, then we are able to, again, just provide even better performance and security. The minute that you start doing dozens of versions, then it just increases the amount of work ahead of you.
We want to help improve the standards of the WordPress ecosystem.
That's true.
I work with some of these plugin developers and theme developers, but overall, we want to push the whole community forward. So the more sites that we can keep on one of the most or very recent version, I think it's better for everyone, because that can help, again, we kind of all want to push forward together and make it the best experience for the end user, to the point where the end user really shouldn't have to worry about their WordPress being updated.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the best kind of hosting is the kind you never think about. So I love that.
And this is a trend across the industry, right? Because I think all hosts, at least reputable ones, are realizing that the financial benefits to supporting a long, 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 long list of versions isn't worth the expense, right? And so you got to narrow that focus.
And what it's like to get passed down to, too.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You're right? paying for it as a customer.
And I worked at Dell during the whole Microsoft Windows XP, Windows, you just said, like, that. This is reminiscent of that. If you have to support multiple versions, it gets extremely challenging.
Yeah. I mean, think about when you call in for support. If you are training your team to make sure that they're providing the best support for the most recent version of WordPress, they don't have to worry about the complexities that went into 3.1. Right? So that allows them to provide more efficient, better, faster support, make sure you're successful. But I also tell you, like, we're sitting right across from the expo here at CloudFest, and I guarantee you that if you threw a hat in the air and landed on any one of those tables, that host would have a story about having thousands of out-of-date WordPress sites and the process of upgrading those and keeping them secure and what that means for the rest of their infrastructure. It's a terrible process to have to go through.
Well, it's a customer support headache. It's a resource, like physical resource, meaning hardware, kind of, whether it's, you know, again, on some other cloud provider or your own infrastructure that, you know, you're probably wasting energy cycles and whatnot.
Sure.
From bad code.
But to go back to your original question, for the most part, we're able to host anything here for us, for the most part. Multi-site, and in fact, we just released domain-based multi-site as well. Mm-hmm. Previously, we had subdirectory multi-site only.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're continuing to innovate on that area and anywhere what we can provide support for. Right?
So I'm curious for this question about agencies who may have legacy content. Is part of the Bluehost agency partner program there to also help, you know, onboarding, you know, existing or new agencies with these sites?
I mean, it was certainly there to help onboarding new agencies. I think the question of agencies with out of date WordPress sites, one that I actually haven't considered. I mean, if there was a meaningful need and we heard from our customers that was something that would be of value, I think we'd absolutely figure out how to go address it. We have partnered with a third party and also now have a white labeled version of a very, very successful migration tool. So we can help customers migrate from either our own shared infrastructure into the cloud infrastructure or from a different host onto Bluehost with a push of a button with well into the 90% success rate. So really excited about that because, you know, the switching costs are getting lower and lower and lower, and it's getting easier and easier.
Oh, yeah.
Great. And so hopefully while we have an opportunity to be the victim of that ease of movement, we hope to be the benefit too as we bring better and better products to market.
Well, yeah, I see that as a huge direction hosting overall as it gets the baseline expectations are commoditized and everyone's can get their WordPress site up for at least a little bit. What's the value add? And obviously we're seeing here today, you know, the Bluehost service level and user experience value add, and then obviously you can't beat a WP cloud infrastructure.
I mean, you go and you put your site on Bluehost Cloud, generally put it on there, stress test it, and objectively observe and measure it, benchmark, you will not find a better hosting experience or performance at the price point that we have it at, hands down. Yeah. And then you layer in 100% uptime guarantee, financial guarantee, and the premium support that comes with it. I'm well aware that Bluehost does not have the best reputation in the agency space. And I think that's a function of people historically trying to put a round peg through a square hole and using shared hosting, which is not meant for a lot of client-facing needs. That's where that reputation comes from. Give us a second chance. I think you'll be really, really, really impressed.
I'll tell you, as a customer of Bluehost for, I want to say, almost 20 years now. I signed up for my first Bluehost account in 2005 when you were 3 years old. And I've seen Bluehost, provide shared hosting to millions of customers and do a really great job of it. But I think that they became synonymous with providing that service to these customers. And I think shared hosting is a fantastic solution, especially for the WordPress, right? If you're running your own site, you're running a blog, you're even an e-commerce shop can run very successfully on shared hosting. And Bluehost does it really, really well. In fact, I think they do it better than most. But I think that that has created a slight barrier of entry for an agency who may be considering this as a product because they may be thinking, oh, it's Bluehost. They're really focused on shared hosting. It's not going to be what I need. I have this incredibly high traffic site or my e-commerce shop is getting thousands of transactions a day. But what I will say is this, is that if you're on the fence, if you have a high traffic site like that, reach out to me, reach out to Kevin. We'll figure out a way to get you on there so you can test it.
Jesse will figure out a way.
Listen, the migration tools that they have make it a lot easier. If you are on the fence, let us talk to you about it. Let us give you some assurances. We'll make sure that your customers are happy, your clients are happy. And at the end of the day, when you try it out for yourself and you put some traffic behind it, it's just going to speak for itself. And then the biggest problem you're going to have is, how are you going to get the rest of your clients on it as fast as possible?
So since this is a WooCommerce-focused podcast, and Kevin has mentioned multiple times, this 100% uptime guarantee, is that just, you know, per minute it's out? Or if I'm running a WooCommerce shop, and, you know, based on, let's say, monthly average sales, I'm out for a day, which we know won't happen, that's right. But are you saying that a day of sales would be insured?
Not at this time. At this time, it's to the cost of the infrastructure and your service cost on Bluehost Cloud. But we are talking in seconds and minutes.
Sure.
Not in hours or days at all.
But you know what? Put aside the guarantee, the financial guarantee for a second. Let's talk a little bit about how we're providing the 100% uptime guarantee.
Yes, please.
So first off, we scale vertically, not horizontally. So we have the ability to add resources to a site in real time without having to wait for servers to spool up and additional resources. That is on top of the fact that we know exactly what we're doing in terms of supporting hosting for e-commerce. I mean, we do own WooCommerce. If anybody's going to know how to do it, it's going to be us. Additionally, we have baked into every single WP Cloud site. So that means every Bluehost Cloud site has this. We have something called automated real-time failover. And what this does is it live syncs your site from one data center to another. And so, for example, if you are requesting an e-commerce website, you're a visitor to a website, say Middle America, and it's pooling from our Texas-based data center. If something catastrophic were to happen, the pipe gets cut, an asteroid lands on Texas, hopefully after we got it.
Yeah, dinosaur, something.
Something terrible happens. That whole site is live synced to another data center, including e-commerce orders. Okay. So that means that if you place an order on the site and then instantaneously something happens, we will have live synced it there. And what we can do is reroute the traffic to that secondary data center. So the visitors to the site won't even feel that we transitioned the site to another data center. And we have four origin centers. We have 28 cool data centers around the globe. So we're not only doing a ridiculous amount of redundancies in terms of backups, which automatically come with this product, but we are taking special care to make sure that we are putting the processes in place that no one else can really replicate to make sure that we are offering.
Well, I'm a database geek, and I'm going to put Joshua on the spot here. How do you do that with the databases?
So every site is doing constant real-time replication to another region. Getting into some of the technical specifics.
But you're not copying the files. You're doing split queries across multiple?
Yeah, that's one way to put it. I will say maybe it's not always the easiest because we've had to look in and make sure our binary logs or our bin logs aren't just exploding in size. But we've got it kind of perfected to where every site on WP Cloud has real-time database replication to another. The file system's already there. If one server or the data center goes down, that site instantly flipped to another region. As for how we're doing that, I'll just say it's real-time database replication.
Yeah, I'm going to say it can't be like just what we think of as traditional replication. So I have to imagine that I'm just going to make giant guesses and hope Joshua says yes or no at some point, is that there's some kind of SQL abstraction layer that's potentially
there is a level of abstraction there. I mean, I would say every single query is logged there in our binary logs, and that's kind of how it's handled and pushed out to its the secondary database server.
But for end users on Bluehost Cloud, it just looks like a MySQL database.
I know people like you are interested.
Yeah, and if you have an agency who wants to explain it to their client, just let them know that what you can say to your client is that we're going to live sync, which means a real-time replication of the data from one data center to another, and then that gives them the assurance to sell this to their high-end e-commerce clients.
So I assume that those talking points from WP Cloud get passed over to Bluehost Cloud,
right.
Then as part of your partner program, and that gives you that kind of like
money. I'll tell you something like right now card. For everybody at home who wants to sign up for Bluehost Cloud and then sell it to their clients, that there is no a la carte or piecemeal parts of WP Cloud that Bluehost Cloud doesn't have. So anything that you ever hear anybody talking about WP Cloud, whether it's at a conference like this, another podcast, whatever, if WP Cloud has it, then Bluehost Cloud has it.
Okay, that's really cool.
The only thing that I think is unique to Bluehost versus some other small hosts that we see around the world that have also started to leverage WP Cloud is the packaging and the pricing and how we're thinking about our packaging could vary from host to host. But again, the infrastructure is going to be the same. And so we've, for example, taken instead of a per site and where we allocate resources per site in a predetermined fashion, you buy a number of sites and with a number of PHP workers, and you can assign those workers to sites to your discretion. So maybe this small little site, you put two PHP workers, and this other site that your clients is really high demand, you might put eight. Right. And where others have taken more of a every site gets two PHP workers, we've added a lot more flexibility in our approach.
This is the beauty in us being able to provide. Like, what we're doing is we're purely focusing on the platform. We're not getting into, like, our engineers are not getting into the business of WP Cloud. They're focused on providing the absolute fastest, secure platform. And then what that allows us to do is to partner with hosts and kind of, you know, cultivate or even grow the diversity in hosting that we need for WordPress to be successful. This is, you know, speaking to something a little bit more philosophical, but the reality of the situation is there are more than enough WordPress websites to go around. And and what we're aiming to do with WP Cloud is raise the bar for the way in which hosting is done. So we want WP Cloud to become synonymous with the best cloud platform for WordPress anywhere. And then what the beauty of partnering with Bluehost Cloud or anyone else we might partner with is that they have the ability to bolt on additional services, partner with companies that they want to partner with. For example, Yoast, right? Like, so with Bluehost Cloud, you do get Yoast bundled with it. And so there's opportunities for them to even go beyond that and do deeper integrations into Yoast, things like that. They can bundle their pricing differently. And so this gives them the opportunity to really, you know, carve out an opportunity to provide better service to agencies, whereas somebody else might be focused on something else, you know, specifically. So that allows for innovation. That allows for us solving specific problems.
I like that. We talk about the partnerships. What does it cost? I know I'm not going to get the real secrets here, but
what in Bluehost Cloud cost, or what is
working on top of or partnering with WP Cloud? What does that look like for, you know, a Bluehost or any other kind of floating up?
I would love for Kevin to talk. I'll touch on this briefly. I would love Kevin to talk about the pricing for Bluehost Cloud, because I think the people that don't want to, or if they're not already, they're probably going to be pulling up the pricing shortly. But the model that we have really for WP Cloud is making it accessible. And so we're trying to keep our prices in a generally very affordable place. And significantly cheaper than trying to replicate this with AWS or Google Cloud. Right now, our pricing is focused on a per site per month cost based on a snapshot of the resources that have been allocated to that site, number of PHP workers, CPUs, things like that. And I would love, you know, we can go into the more in depth into how WP Cloud operates from a partnership perspective or, you know, anything like that. But I think really for today and just the audience in the room, what's more important is the what does this actually cost the agent?
It's a huge, you know, deal, literally, and it's just interesting to see how some of the sausage is made.
Yeah, before we transition, Jesse likes to usually highlight that, you know, there's no upfront costs. You pay for what you use. Your costs should be diverted to building out your side of the equation, marketing and selling that and supporting that. There's nothing to sign up and work with us just to get started and to test things out, that's not a cost. And then it comes from your usage.
To be super clear, he's talking about
WP Cloud. Not Blue.
So if you're a host and listening to this podcast, that was for you. For everyone, you know, because of what you just said, Josh, right?
Yeah.
You'll see packages that scale, the price will scale with usage, like with some sort of resources that are allocated to that package. And that's why, is because hosts are being charged based on the amount of resources they're consuming. So their packaging is probably going to be linear
toward price and resources will be somewhat correlated to each other. So Bluehost Cloud, our early access pricing, which is still live today, you know, a single site plan is $29 a month, and a 50 site plan is $190. So then those are the two guardrails. And so there's a 10 and a 25 site plan in between. You go compare that to the market, and I promise you, we are extremely cost efficient at those price points because we can. I mean, I'm just going to be completely candid here.
Yeah.
We're one of the largest hosts in the world, one of the largest WordPress hosts in the world. Because of that scale, we have the opportunity to give some of that value back to our customers through really advantageous pricing. And again, you're getting, if it's a WP Cloud infrastructure, you're getting the same infrastructure that another host may be selling to at twice the price, but it's the same infrastructure.
But the only thing, the only place you can get the bat phone. I love calling it that because
it's the blue phone.
Or you're getting a host that isn't using WP Cloud. And we can talk about the disadvantage of that. Yeah, and AWS is amazing as a general cloud infrastructure for all these varying needs. But if you were building a WordPress site, why would you not want an infrastructure that was specifically built for WordPress and WordPress performance? And you should test it out and really put us through the ringer and put a site on our plan.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Yeah.
No, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, one thing. Sorry, we didn't go into too much detail about the database, right?
Okay, oh, I would love to. It's probably secret sauce.
Yeah, I didn't want to get too take up too much time.
It's also important too to make sure that, you know, we keep some things close to the vest, not necessarily for IP, but also for security too.
That's right. And in the sake of time. But, you know, taking a step back, PHP MyAdmin Access is available, but overall, there's no, as Bluehost Cloud uses this, they use the WP Cloud Atomic API. They spin it, all the sites up via an API. They configure it. They make all their adjustments over an API. There's no setting up a server. There's no what's the database credentials and what's up with that cert. It's all done with, you can set up a site and be ready to go with one API call.
Our very first question, right? We announced at whatever, 10 a.m. Eastern that day. I can't. At 10:06 a.m., we had our first customer. They bought a Cloud 10 package. They migrated their site. They're based in British Columbia, Canada. In about 9 minutes, I think is what it took them to get the site live on the infrastructure. They must have realized things were going well because 4 days earlier, they had 9 more sites and a second plan. So, I mean, it is really, really easy and simple. And, you know, we're seeing
incredibly fast. I mean, when we spool up a new WP Cloud site, it's, I think on average 6-7 seconds before you're in the WP admin. I mean, it's nearly instantaneous.
So there's a lot of sort of warm sites ready to go. Just
This is all kind of on demand. You know, the infrastructure is all there, kind of warm and ready to go.
Yeah,
but the sites, no, I mean that's all new and it's all kind of provisioned.
It's you're absolutely right. Yeah, but the thing that's really intriguing about that is that we have the ability to provide tools for agencies to really build these things into their workflows. So, for example, if you're using SSH to spool up sites, things like that, like manage the configure them. We also have templating tools, things like that, so you can create. Man, I forget the term. Somebody gave me the perfect term for template sites. So, if you're an agency and you run, 100 e-commerce shops, you're probably starting with the same plugins, the same configuration every single time. So, those are things where you can just clone them, and it's the same amount of time, and then. Think about how much faster that makes your workflow.
Oh, yeah. And stuff you don't have to worry about. You can actually focus on your customers and with the agency and see what your value add will be as well.
And if Bluehost support is helping an agency that maybe is coming off of an old WordPress version and they're needing quick access to the PHP logs, that's an API call. You have SSH access if you want to go in and do some other things. But if Bluehost Cloud wants to provide that directly to users or their just support team needs it, there's an API call for that.
No, that's fantastic. Let's wrap this up so people can actually start building out their site.
Yeah.
On the cloud. Any final thoughts, words?
Yeah, I just really, I'm really passionate about this project. I wish we had more time to go into even more technical detail. It's something that I've had the pleasure of working on across Automattic for years now, and I'm so excited to have partners like Bluehost and just getting more people looking at the platform. I'm not sure if Jesse wants to mention, I mentioned a lot about APIs and how it's so easy to create a site and manage a site, and that's how Bluehost does it, and that's how everyone does it. But Jesse may have some other stuff they might want to bring up.
Well, if it's too bad you won't hear this if you're actually at CloudFest, because it'll take a little time to publish this, but in a couple hours, I'm giving a talk, and unveiling a new, soon-to-be open-source platform UI. And the idea there is to really encourage people to rip it apart, extend it, expand on it, or help us to understand. It's in the same light and narrative of what Bluehost Cloud is trying to do, which is that, you know, we're trying to provide tools and the resources so that we can allow our clients, our agencies, to tell us what it is that they need next, what it is that they want next. And so that's in total alignment with what Bluehost Cloud is doing. And to that point, I'm on Twitter as @professor, just spelled normal, no letters or numbers.
No, probably plenty of letters, just no normal.
Yeah, exactly. But and also, if you go to the WP Cloud website, you'll see ways to get in touch with me. So if you have any questions about this, if you want to talk more, if you want to tell me about your current situation and what you're faced with, and you just want to chat about whether or not Bluehost Cloud or WP Cloud is right for you, please don't hesitate to reach out.
That's awesome, Jesse. And Kevin, you have the last word.
I think you'll have the last word if I know you well enough. But okay, I think this is an exciting time, and we're really seeing some really cool stuff happening with the customers that have come over and started using the product. I encourage anyone listening today, if you need a high performance site, give us a shot. What's to lose? $29 and some time. I think there's a lot to gain when you see the performance to price value. If you're an agency and a true agency shop, kevin.walker@newfold.com, or go to our website and fill out a form for the agency program, and we'll get you signed up with a free account to test it yourself. And if you don't need high performance, just remind you that our shared hosting review signal top best in class. And so we're proud about that too. So thanks for having me on, Robert.
And that's why Kevin's in marketing. We make sure to cover everything. Fantastic. I'm sure we'll have more podcasts, especially around the technology. Do the Woo has a tech podcast as well, so that'd be really awesome. Interesting to have you guys on board for that. And thank you all for listening to another Do the Woo.